This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They'll begin choosing jurors today in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who pressed his knee into George Floyd's neck as the black man said he couldn't breathe. The AP's Julie Walker.
Chauvin, who is white, is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter. He's pleaded not guilty. It's unclear if he'll take the stand, but video of the incident will be used in court, and the trial will be broadcast. Barbed wire and concrete barriers surround the courthouse.
Prince Harry and wife Meghan Markle say the couple encountered racist attitudes and a lack of support within the royal household that drove her to thoughts of suicide. Meghan, who is biracial, says when she was pregnant with the couple's son Archie, there were
concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
Interviewer Oprah Winfrey asked, "What?" The interview was from Harpo Productions, CBS. They're holding a 3-day mass COVID vaccine clinic at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun. They plan to give Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine to 12,000 people. Some states are beginning to lift COVID restrictions, but health experts are warning against that. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The number of deaths and newly confirmed cases of COVID-19 have fallen considerably from their January peaks, but are still running at high levels, putting a spotlight on states like Texas and Mississippi that are lifting health orders aimed at stemming the virus's spread.
We're on a path.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients on NBC's Meet the Press.
People do need to meet the president's challenge of masking up. People do need to take the vaccine when it's their turn. We need to stay on this path and beat this pandemic.
Health experts tracking new virus variants warn that lifting restrictions like mask mandates too soon could lead to another lethal wave of infections.
The virus has now killed more than 525,000 people in this country. This is AP News. The 2021 NBA All-Star Game is history.
Giannis Antetokounmpo hit 16 of 16 from the field and scored 35 points to lead Team LeBron to a 171-50 win over Team Durant in the NBA All-Star Game. Antetokounmpo was also 3 of 3 from the three-point line. The Milwaukee Bucks forward said this about his big night.
When you're around guys like Dame and Steph and Chris Paul, it's just easy. Nobody's worrying about me. I'm just playing one-on-one.
Damian Lillard added 32 and Steph Curry 28 for Team LeBron's Western Stars, while Bradley Beal led Team Durant with 26. Gary McKillops, Atlanta.
Students in Britain are returning to school today. Schools there have been closed for 2 months because of the pandemic. Millions of returning students will be tested for the virus in the first few weeks. The government wants to start easing restrictions. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.